You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dancers at the Callada Girls Club in Ponake, Wellington, protested their unjust firing in the capital last week. After a 2023 contract change, a joint letter saw a group of the workers call for better rights and pay as independent contractors, allowing them to receive clear income records and 60% of earnings. This led to them being fired via a Facebook post, invigorating conversations about sex worker rights in Aotearoa overall. Fired up stilettos, the group behind the protests provided 95BFM with the following statement. We want industry-wide changes for all dancers around New Zealand. We want all adult entertainment venues to be compelled to cease all practices which violate our independent contractor status. Remove all fines and bonds from our contracts. We also require a limit on what these venues can take from our earnings as contractors. We believe that progress in our industry for workers' rights is lagging behind severely because of the structural, social, and political stigma that has been attached to our occupation in the past. Club owners in New Zealand use the stigma to their advantage and are able to exploit our workers because we have not had any support. We need public and political support to be able to stop this from happening. Getting fired for standing up for yourself or your rights is systemic to our industry. Our mission is to end the cycle of rights violations, coercion, and exploitation. It has to end. Unquote. To learn more about the wider issue of sex worker rights in New Zealand, I spoke to Catherine Healy from the New Zealand Sex Workers Collective. She first went over the recent issues that took place between Callada Girls staff and employers in Wellington.
Our organisation is aware that there have been many problems in the clubs across the country, and in particular in Callada Girls, the situation came to a head and 19 of those stripper dancers had their contracts terminated suddenly, told to clear out their lockers and so on. And, you know, it came to a head. There were lots of issues in the mix. They've got awful penalties in their contracts. Things like, you know, if they're rude to a boss, they're fined $500, I think, from memory. They had an issue with the reduction in their earnings, the percentage that they were with the new contracts that were issued without discussion, the percentage had dropped considerably in favour of the owners of the strip club. So, you know, lots of issues, really.
A large crux of it was indeed the fact that at Callada Girls Wellington specifically, many dancers were told to not come back after protesting the issues with their pay. Could you tell me more about what was going on here?
What we see is that across the sector, this part of the sex industry, it's been legal, it's always been legal to work in this part of the sex industry. It's been neglected in some respects. You know, these abusive practices have been there for quite some time. There hasn't been any effective challenge. This is the first challenge where strippers, dancers have stood up on my watch, you know, thinking across, you know, decades now, 35 years or more. And it's amazing, it's amazing that they've stood up and articulated so clearly that they're very unhappy and things have to change. And the problem is, I think, they don't have many choices in respect of alternative places to work from. So the people who run these clubs tend to run one or two, you know, and can be quite dominant in the sector. And so if you upset one of the club owners, it's likely that you won't get an opportunity to work in the other club. So it's very tough for them.
What issues exist in the industry outside of just this club in Wellington? Because it does seem like some of these issues are nationwide.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there are, you know, the penalties, as I mentioned, where the club decides on a whole raft of different kinds of penalties that are coercive. And, you know, things like you must come to work. Now, these people are considered to be independent contractors, so theoretically they should be able to determine when they go to work and, you know, within reason. But certainly in a situation where they can negotiate on a par with the principal contractor, and that's not occurring. So the penalties, I think, are really hostile, create a hostile outcome. And, you know, while some club owners might say, look, we don't use them, they're sitting there in these contracts explicitly looking very coercive to someone like me who's worked around for 35 years in the sectors.
What sort of legislative changes do you think could be made to better improve these rights?
I think there must be a government role here. I do think that, because of the nature of these contracts, the coercive nature, there must be a government role. You know, it's a disgrace that contracts like this aren't audited by some authority and looked at and commented on and addressed. These stripper dancers are seeking changes to their workplace environment. It's complex for them because they're treated like overly controlled employees without any of the rights. The balance doesn't go in their favour at all. It goes in the favour of the clubs. They're told they're independent contractors. You know, and you know, contract law is quite complex anyway, employment law as well. And, you know, to just have the rug pulled under you and be turfed out into the night, told to clear your locker out, you know, particularly for some of those people who've worked there for a number of years, really disgraceful.
My last question is just covering what your organisation is currently doing to try and support fired up stilettos and sex workers across the Motu as a whole. What sort of work are you doing, and is there anything that our listeners could possibly do to help support?
Yes, I think, talking about these issues and challenging stigma and discrimination, you know, like some people have the point of view that, you know, well, why would you go and work there anyway? Well, people do, and, you know, sex work is a valid choice, and working as a stripper and a dancer is a valid choice for people to make. So, you know, address the stigma as you hear it come up. Definitely, you know, our organisation is a mature organisation. We have contact with many, many sex workers over the Motu, and we run community centres. We address issues that are faced by sex workers on a daily basis. We use the term sex worker as a generic. It covers strippers and dancers, and, you know, we've been hearing their laments for a long time and feeling, that it needs to come to a head and be, you know, the points that they're raising so remarkably and articulately need to be addressed, and they need support.
That was Catherine Healy from the New Zealand Sex Workers Collective chatting about the Calendar Girls protest in Wellington and general sex worker rights in Aotearoa. Present at the protest was Green spokesperson foreman and List MP Jen Logie. Logie will be speaking to Fired Up Stilettos and various other strippers within the industry next month, discussing their demands and how they want to be supported politically. I spoke to Logie about the protest, first asking for her perception of the recent problems for Calendar Girls workers in Ponicare.
So we're fighting for decent conditions, and in reaction to the fact that in that venue, over 30 of the strippers had signed a petition asking the owners to maintain their cut and to ensure that they had got pay slips so that they were able to be accountable to IRD. And that 19 of them, as a result, were fired. So it was a group of people coming together to stand up against that bullying, to try and create a culture where actually they have the ability as contractors to be able to negotiate fairly without fear.
How do you think that this reflects wider issues of sex worker rights within Aotearoa?
Well, I think this reflects some wider issues around contractors and workers' rights in Aotearoa, actually. We know that there is a problem in this country of people being who designated as contractors when they might be employees, or people who want to be contractors rather than employees, but the relationship with the people they're contracting with is undermined in a way that treats them more like employees. And the government's been looking at law changes in this area, and it's fantastic to see this group of workers standing up and fighting back. But it also, I think, this is what we're seeing, is that the owners are relying on a sense of stigma and shame associated still with sex industry as a whole, despite decriminalising prostitution, I think 25 years ago now, that they're still kind of, that we haven't got rid of stigma yet. So, and the owners have been exploiting that.
Well, yeah, these are issues about contractor rights. That stigma is why there is a lot of chatter about this. Do you, have you heard much talk of improving specifically rights for sex workers within Parliament, considering the stigma and how we could avoid it?
So we're hosting a meeting at Parliament for strippers to be able to come together and discuss this. And I don't know what the solution is. I want them to come to the solution. I suspect that it will be in organising collectively, and I see my role in this as a parliamentarian is being able to communicate the message to them that we've got your back if you're going to stand up against these owners, and actually we will help make sure the public will help make sure the public can communicate that they've got your back as well, to try and encourage them to feel confident to use the processes that exist, and for us to explore if there need to be other measures. But it's not about a review of the broader prostitution reform legislation at this point.
Do you think that that could still be a priority in the future, though, if that's what Fight Up Stilettos so desire?
You know, I think that would have to be then a discussion with the broader sex workers and kind of working out where, if that has, you know, like everybody coming together to kind of explore that, because we wouldn't want to have any unintended consequences, because the decriminalisation of prostitution in New Zealand has had overwhelmingly positive impacts for the safety and the well-being of sex workers, and there's, we would hate to see that unintentionally undermined.
Is this an issue that has been brought up by any other members of Parliament outside of the Green Party?
I'm not sure. I mean, to be honest, like, I've been responding, I've met with some of the representatives of the strippers and obviously attended the protest. So, like, I'm coming in behind them to support them in what I think is a really important call for decent pay and control over their work conditions. And I haven't as yet seen any other politicians come to that, but I hope they do, because it's a, you know, it's a pretty, pretty worthy, I hate that word, but kind of worthy cause. I don't want to kind of sensationalise this and lead into the sense of kind of, you know, strippers or the kind of inference other sex workers being, you know, vulnerable and exploited. However, this has demonstrated that alongside other contractors, they are there are significant issues right across the industry of bullying and really some deeply problematic clauses and contracts and use of fines that I think it's pretty clear then they would benefit from a strong collective response to fight back against.
So you're kind of framing this in a union-based, employment-based issue rather than one of the ethics of sex work or anything like that. I don't think that the country's nearly still in this place with that, but yeah.
Well, it was interesting, like, at the protest in Wellington, there was huge support for them, and it may have been because it was such a fabulous creative protest. Who doesn't love a bit of pole dancing? But, like, people were just like, yeah, like, you should get a fair cut. No, that's not okay to be asking to negotiate and be fired for being asking to negotiate. And they're worker issues, right? Like, and that's primarily what people were responding to.
So what work are the Greens currently doing to see the ongoing issues between Calendar Girls staff and employees resolved, employers resolved?
So we are hosting that meeting in Parliament, where I understand there will be strippers coming from around the country to be having that discussion. And then we'll be taking, and we'll be meeting with some of the organisers and the union ahead of time to do a bit more strategising about what the next steps might be. And you know, we're just going to continue to make sure that they know that we've got their back, because they deserve decent pay and control over their work.
That was Green MP Jan Logie chatting about the Calendar Girls rights protest that took place in Wellington last week and the rights of sex workers as contractors in Aotearoa as a whole.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.